Hello and welcome to Hot Goss with Trash, the podcast where we trade sweet, sweet facts like they're dirty little pieces of gossip. We rate each other's facts on a scale of, oh, I'm a very cold little bitch, to,
oh my goodness,
wow, I'm steamy and hot. The ratings don't matter, but what does matter is that we're all hot. My name is Rachel and I went to the doctor yesterday just for like an annual physical, and because I needed her to sign a piece of paper that says that I have like my measles shot from when I was a baby. And I had never had trouble getting blood drawn before, but they could not find any veins. And they had like two people try on me. They like brought in heating pads. They tried everything and they sent me home because they couldn't find my veins. So I have to go to a lab and get it done.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm Chloe. I'm pretty good with needles, but blood not so much. And one time I passed out at the sight of my own nipple because it just had like a little, it was like, it was pierced and bleeding. And I was like, this is unwell.
This is why I'm scared to see your nipples.
No, they're really cute.
I've only heard stories about how you look down and there was like a hole in it and it freaked you out, and then that it was bleeding. Yeah.
And it remains that way.
Yeah, the hole is just where that nipple should be.
It's like Centralia, the town with the fire that won't go out, but your nipple just has an internal hole.
Hi, I'm Lindsay. And
tell us about your nipples.
I was going to talk about when I had to have like a lot of blood taken in like a 2-3 hour setting because they injected me with different things because they were trying to figure out like my polycystic ovarian syndrome situation. So they basically put like a little tap in my arm and then you just take stuff out every like at 30 minute intervals. And my friend had insisted on coming with me. I was like, I'll be fine. And then like, I was very woozy, so grateful that my friend Hannah came with me, and I got home and someone was like, how did it go? I went, the hospital had an escalator, and they were like, we're going to get you some tea and biscuits. Okay, sit down.
You're losing it.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Hi, I'm Sham. Great with needles. Love blood. Especially if there's blood in that needle. Oh my God.
Is that your real one?
Nipple? thoughts on nipple?
At this age, the most an annoyance. Doing terrible things under the shirt, like rubbing or like getting, when you get like all sweaty and it's like, oh no, this is annoying, especially when you cycle somewhere so you can't even like move a shirt out or something like that to like relieve it because you're just bombing down the West Side Highway as fast as possible. So yeah.
R.I.P.P. nipples.
R.I.P.P. nipples.
R.I.P.P. nipples.
If pee-pee's coming from your nipples, Rachel, go to primary care.
She asked me how I was feeling, and honestly, I feel great about my pee-pee nipples. Today we have a special episode. Famously, this will go down as the pee-pee nipple.
Pee-pee nipples.
No, we're calling this Goss. Hot and fast, hot and ready, like Caesar's pizza,
like a ready meal.
I just realized there is already pee-pee and nipples because of the spelling.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow.
There are already pee-pee nipples. I meant for that to happen. We're keeping our facts hot and dirty, baby. So the first fact of the day is going to go to Chloe.
Look at your phone. My fact is very quick. Swordfish can swim up to 60 miles an hour. Are you kidding me?
Stop.
You're just out in the middle of the ocean and a sword comes at you out of nowhere at 60 miles an hour?
Stop.
They were scary enough. And then I saw that. Ooh, no.
No. How fast does like a regular fish swim?
I don't know, but a regular fish ain't got a sword.
True.
It's true.
Coming to stab you.
But I'm like,
I'm thinking
they...
like 30 to 40.
I wonder if they like stab other fish with it because they're going faster than them. That's where my brain was going.
Like a skewer.
They've just got like a
kebab. Yeah.
They're like, and then I imagine them going through like a little like oceanic volcano and then roasting them and then being like, anybody want a barbecue? Like a swordfish could be a fun friend.
You know, I just discovered there's there's a needlefish.
What? How fast that needlefish go?
Shem, this was almost one of my facts. It killed a boy because it flies out of the water, and so it often will impale like fishermen and stuff.
Oh.
And it one time flew straight into a kid's eye and hit its pierced his brain.
Oh, geez.
And he died. And then I went, that's too grim to put on the podcast.
Well, here it is.
That fish did not get into Finding Nemo. They were like, no, no.
Shark Chloe, that fact is as hot as the barbecue that would be happening at the Swordfish Needlefish Barbecue, where they're just piercing all of these fish and cooking them up on the Barbie.
I feel like it's a real fencing type scenario where they're just sparring.
Yep. Shopping in their points. Chloe, that fact is as hot as fish and chips when it all comes out the fryer.
Needlefish can go up to 60 kilometers an hour.
Is that more than miles?
No,
it's slow.
5 kilometers.
It's 37 miles per hour.
Okay. So swordfish, faster, and you know, that makes sense. A sword and a needle.
Mm-hmm. Tell us. I don't think swordfish can jump. So like different muscles.
Mm-hmm. Different vibes.
Yeah.
Tell us if you know a faster fish.
Yeah, hit us up in the comment if you can think of like a faster fish.
If your fish is faster than ours, hit us up.
Hit us up in the comments, baby.
Dare you to race us.
Linz.
Hi.
Take it away, baby.
I was going to say that Alfred Hitchcock is scared of eggs, and then I wonder if I'd already said that. So moving on.
I think you did.
We did talk about Alfred Hitchcock, but I don't think about eggs.
Well, we'll bring that back another time then. There is a company that makes...
We did talk about
Yeah.
Oh, we did?
I was pretty sure we did. There's a company that mixes the cremated remains of a person with concrete to create a pearl. And then people can, loved ones can then etch personal messages onto those. And then the pearl is encased in a reef ball and dropped into the sea to provide a new habitat for fish and other sea life to quote them, encourage a vibrant ecosystem.
Oh my gosh. Okay, my one question is, can one person make more than one pearl? Like, can I be a pearl in the ocean and a pearl on a neck?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Like, I don't think, the ball would be so big if it was just one ball of all your remains.
What's the pearl to human ratio?
Okay, but can I be a pearl in the streets and a pearl in the sheets as well?
Oh, baby, you take your remains wherever you want them, combine them with concrete, and off you go.
Wow. Lindsay, that fact is as hot as... Okay, you know why they say girls have pearl necklaces. Okay, can you tell me why? Because everyone would make fun of it in middle school and I don't know why.
Wait, is this serious?
Yeah. Oh. It's because of blowjobs, right?
It's because of cum.
Yeah.
Oh, cum.
Like literally, like...
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought they just would give a blowjob and do a really good job and then they would be given a pearl necklace because they give good blowjobs.
That's what people would prefer, I'm pretty sure.
That's what I thought. Anyways, it's as hot as that, baby.
But who is that hot for? That's the question.
How good were you thinking those blowjobs were that they had a street value of 600?
Listen, the mind of young Rachel was like, that must be a commodity because the thought of putting a penis in my mouth is horrible. So you must earn a pearl necklace for that.
Okay. You see a woman on the street with like 10 pearl necklaces.
I thought if you wore a pearl necklace as a woman, it meant like you gave really good blowjobs.
And maybe it does.
How hot, Chloe? How hot's that pearl? That sea pearl of remains and concrete.
As hot as the...
Chloe, remember you have to leave very soon, which is why we're doing this.
As hot as the woman with the pearl necklace. The little known Pornhub video.
Oh no. Instead of the lady with the pearl earring, she's the woman with the pearl necklace.
Thank you.
Yep. Shem.
My name is Pearl. All right.
Pearl's a singer.
And a character in SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Who is also a singer, famously.
Well, maybe they're related. Very hot fact, very hot fact. Great. What's happening now? Do you want the facts from me?
Yeah, I was going to say, Shem, go next.
In that case, well, there's a study that cash works better for people than therapy. They gave 5,000 Kenyans $1,000 in cash, and then they also gave another control group 5 weeks of therapy to see what had any effects on their like emotional well-being and stability in like general lives. And like the cash people were far and above, like just not like just money happier, but like just overall just doing better in life than the talk therapy they endured. And I was like, oh wow, fascinating.
Yeah, I bet it's different in different socioeconomic areas, because like as much as you can like talk about being anxious about like whatever thing is happening, if you can get like money to solve the problem or like money to do XY type of a deal, then that'd be interesting. But I don't know the background of the people in the study.
Oh, all 5,000 of them. Yeah.
Oh, 5,000.
Yeah, it wasn't like, it was like.
Okay, yeah, then they had a range.
Yeah, it wasn't like two guys.
I heard, my head heard less, but that's me not listening. Oh, God. That Shem, that hot fact is as hot as my body is now, thinking about how I'm going into the wrong field. I should be going into the cash. I should be going to the cash field.
Just giving people money.
Yeah, Shem, that fact is as hot as the money machines printing those dollar bills, but whatever the currency is that they were using.
They gave him like $1,000 in like US. Like okay.
Isn't M-Pesa what's used in?
Naira maybe in Kenya?
Naira is in Nigeria.
Yes.
I only know this because I work at a global exchange. I know M-Pesa is used in Kenya, but I think M-Pesa is like a mobile money type of a deal. I don't know if...
Shilling.
Okay. Crazy. Shem.
Okay, yes.
Your fact sort of thing. Is as hot as the new version of Deal or No Deal, where they put cash in some boxes and therapy in the others.
That's good. That was a good one, Linz. Speaking of good ones, in the Vietnam War, Vietnam, the CIA would pay spies in Vietnam with stuff from Sears catalogs. So unlike being paid in cash, they were sent Sears catalogs and they were like, CIA, get me this sweater. Because, namely a lot of the communities that they were in, were ruled by systems of barter. So cash wasn't as expensive. Mm-hmm. But I do love the idea of, spies just like flipping through a Sears catalog and being like, I'll put in an order for this many things. And the CIA being like, sent to your door. So that's like how you could tell a spy.
You know what? Could you get me therapy instead? That would be really.
Okay, so the ranking goes cash, therapy, Sears catalog. I love it. How hot is Sears, baby?
As hot as the exchange rate between that and Kohl's cash.
Boom. Oh. It goes cash, therapy, Sears, Kohl's cash.
That fact is as hot as when the new Argos catalog would come out and my next door neighbors and me and like other people get very excited. They would bring out, it was like a store where you would go in. There was nothing in the shop front apart from a few things in glass cabinets and then catalogs, and you'd go through and you'd fill in a piece of paper, submit your order, and then the thing you ordered came out from the back, which was like a huge storeroom.
Wait, so what is this called? Argos?
Argos, A-R-G-O-S. Argos.
I was like, Argos? That sounds
Argo. That would have been better, like, probably.
Argos. Cool, that's like a kind of like an IKEA, but like you don't get to go through the showroom.
Yes, no showroom.
No showroom. That fact, very hot.
That fact is as hot as if you ordered food there as well, similar to IKEA. So you could be like, give me the like whatever you want, and they could make it back there and bring it to you and be like, here's the pizza, baby.
Did you rate your own fact? That's what you just did.
I was like, that no.
That fact, clearly Rachel's your fact was the hottest enough, of the episode.
I thought I was reading Lindsay's fact.
You're writing my fact about Argos. That's your rating for your fact.
I was reading that about Argos. I was reading Argos.
Wow, I could just bring in Britain.
Bye, listeners.
Thanks for listening to the Apocalypse Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, go to apocalypsepodcastnetwork.com. And remember, every time you support one of our sponsors, you're supporting the podcast you just heard.